Are you looking for high-quality protein shakes, energy bars, and supplements to enhance your wellness journey? Look no further. Check out the Embody 360 Wellness Store. You'll love that their products do not include dairy, soy, gluten, eggs, sugar, artificial sweeteners, or GMOs. For the best-tasting protein shakes and energy bars, use the link in the show notes to visit the Embody 360 Wellness Store. You'll be glad you did. Welcome to the Diabetic Toolbox, where we are helping midlife folks win the battle against pre-diabetes. If you are pre-diabetic or have a family history of type 2 diabetes, you will find tools and tips to help you to lose weight naturally, heal your mindset, and strengthen your body using yoga and walking. If you are ready to heal, connect, and grow, then you are in the right place. I am your host, award-winning podcaster, certified diabetes lifestyle coach, and yoga teacher, Renee Reed. Let's get started. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. I'm so glad to have you here with me today. Were you drawn in by today's title? Is Your Weight Holding Your Life Hostage? This was a really awesome blog and podcast for me to write because my weight was holding my life hostage. And I'm going to share with you how a little bit later on. But I'm glad you're here because I am going to share with you a couple of tools that you can start using now to bring some joy into your life, regardless of what the scale says. You know, when you start enjoying your life and loving yourself more, healthy decisions will follow. That, my friend, is a fact. But before we get started, I want to invite you to download our book selection for this month, How to Use Mindful Eating to Lose Weight and Keep It Off. If you want a more holistic way to manage your health without adding a new medication or starting a new diet, eating mindfully will help you to do just that. Mindful eating will help you to enjoy your food more, lose weight eating the food you love, and help you to become more in tune with your body so that you know exactly when to eat and when you have had enough to eat. So download your ebook and workbook bundle by clicking the link in the show notes, or you can head over to the Diabetic Toolbox website and download your copy there. Our book selection or discussion and training will be April 30th at noon, and I would love to see you there. So download your copy today. Now, how many of you have said that I will plan my dream vacation when I lose this weight? Or I'm going to get some sexy new underwear when I lose this weight. I will get a new haircut or get rid of this soul-sucking relationship when I lose this weight. Or maybe you started your sentence with, when I lose this weight, I will get my teeth whitened. I actually had a client who told me that. She said that when she lost the weight, she was going to go to the dentist and get her teeth whitened. Today, I want to encourage you to stop waiting until you reach that magical number on the scale and begin to live your life now. And I want to share with you three ways to do that. And these three ways worked for me when I started my wellness journey, and they are still working for me today. The first thing is you want to stay present. It's April, and 3 months have passed since the start of 2022. You have probably, like many of your friends, families, and neighbors, fallen short of the wellness goal you set for yourself at the beginning of the year. But even so, I want you to forgive yourself, and then I want you to start loving where you are right now. Where you are right now is the perfect place for you to begin again. I want you to stop warring with your body and to start loving the body you have. You can't dwell on the past, and you can't, you know, project into the future. What you have to do is stay present in the moment and enjoy where you are right now. And I know that that can be difficult, especially if you are struggling with trying to manage a chronic illness. You know, you just want this thing to be done, right? I get it. I understand completely. But I also know that I missed a lot of moments with my family and my friends while I was trying all these different diet plans and worrying about my weight and not enjoying their company. And I don't want that for you. I want you to enjoy where you are right now. I want you to grab your kids, your grandkids, your significant others, and hold them close to you and love on them and love on yourself. You can't change the past, but your future depends on the steps you take today. So when the negative self-talk begins, you can counter it with this exercise. I want you to close your eyes and be still. You're going to take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your nose. And you're going to do that 3 times. And as you continue breathing, on each exhale, I want you to repeat to yourself, I am enough just the way I am. And you're going to repeat that until you have quieted your spirit and calmed your nerves. And this is something you can do at the beginning of your day, at the end of your day, or during lunch, whenever you start to feel overwhelmed by all the things that are coming at you. I want you to practice this exercise. This simple breathing exercise will help you to reconnect with the moment, with your present. And if you do this regularly, this mindfulness tool will help you to rein in those negative thoughts and help you to begin repairing your mindset. Because until we begin to treat ourselves with love and respect, regardless of our dress size, no one else will. The next thing I want you to do is to go shopping now. If you said, I am going to get a new wardrobe when I lose the weight. And I understand that when you are working to lose weight, you don't want to spend a whole lot of money investing in new clothes. But you've got to get out of that worn sweatsuit, those black yoga pants, and that hot polyester top. You have to start dressing the body you have. Now, I thought that buying new clothes that fit me was actually a sign of weakness, because I told myself that I would never lose the weight, and I felt really uneasy about dressing my new curves. Then one day I caught my reflection in the full length mirror that we have in our house. I was leaving home to go to work, and I looked in the mirror and I said, who is that? Who is that dressed in this oversized gray t-shirt and black stretch pants? This was my daily uniform. And I felt really sad and depressed, and it showed in how I carried myself and my interaction with everyone I encountered. The way you dress yourself has a direct correlation with how you show up in the world. Clothes are not just some frivolous thing that we put on to clothe our bodies. The way we dress tells the world about our personality and our creativity and how much we enjoy being us. So I went out that day and I started dressing my new curves, and this gave me confidence. I felt polished, and it ended the overwhelm that I felt every morning when I walked into my closet, staring at clothes that didn't fit me right now. My advice to you, so that you don't invest in a whole lot of money, is to try something called a capsule wardrobe. Now, a capsule wardrobe is shopping for a few essential pieces that you can mix and match. For me, I purchased 4 pair of knit slacks. So these were still kind of stretchy, but they were dressier. And I got really fun colors. So basic colors like in black, burgundy, gray, and navy, but I matched them with some really great tops. And I got pants that were tummy friendly. So if you have a little bit of a tummy, try opting for slacks that have a wider band. This will help you if you find that the smaller waistbands roll down under your tummy. I've got some cardigans and a couple of blazers and this really nice denim jacket. And with these pieces, I could dress them up. I could wear them casually, but now I had a wardrobe to take me through the seasons and to help me feel comfortable and pretty. And I wore those pieces until I lost weight. It was a wonderful experience, and it made my weight loss journey easier. And then the last thing that I want you guys to do, please don't wait until to book your dream vacation or to go visit someone you love because you're waiting to lose weight. Start doing the things you love now. Don't be afraid to go out to dinner, even if you have to go by yourself. Pick a restaurant, go out to dinner, enjoy a good meal, and enjoy yourself. Take a picture of yourself, you know, out at your new restaurant find and post that on Instagram. People want to see you enjoying yourself. And going out to dinner by yourself is a little hard in the beginning, but you can always take a book, a magazine, a journal. That's what I do. And I enjoy a really good meal, take a few photos, and I have a fun time. You can make Fun Friday a reality and stop living vicariously through the IG photos of family and friends and start posting your own. Listen, we don't know what tomorrow holds. That is the truth. But we can live each day as though it were our last. We can smile and be happy. And just because you need to lose weight to manage your chronic illness, I want you to know that you are beautiful just the way you are right now. Losing weight may give you more confidence, but if you don't heal your mindset and stay present in your life, the weight is going to come back. And then you will be back on that dieting merry-go-round of self-defeating negative self-talk, which just leads to self-loathing and comfort eating. And you, my friends, you deserve more than that. Now listen, share this episode with someone that you love. There are 88 million people in the U.S. who are struggling with prediabetes. So let's help them out. And as always, I want you to remember that you are stronger than you give yourself credit and more blessed than you know. I love you guys, and I will talk to you soon. Diabetes is a major risk factor for heart disease. Lower your risk for heart disease and improve your heart health by joining the 28-Day Heart Health Challenge. This is a private 4-week coaching program. Using my proven formula, in just 28 days, you will lose up to 10 pounds, increase your energy, sleep better, and decrease your sugar cravings. There are only 20 spots available. Click the link in the show notes and grab yours today. I can't wait to meet you.